Welcome to the Vine Life Podcast. These are our Holy Week devotionals, read by four brilliant members of our community. We hope you enjoy.
John 12, 1 to 8. Jesus is anointed. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus was, the one Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha was serving them, and Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of perfume, pure and expensive nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped his feet with her hair. So the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Then one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was about to betray him, said, "Why wasn't this perfume sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He didn't say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He was in charge of the money bag and would steal part of what was put in it. Jesus answered, "Leave her alone. She has kept it for the day of my burial. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." We join Jesus here a few days before he enters Jerusalem. He's arrived at his friend's house for the evening, and we meet a few familiar faces. Martha is serving Jesus and his followers, and John throws no shade at her for rolling her sleeves up and making sure everyone is fed and looked after. Lazarus, presumably now showered and free of grave clothes, is reclining at the table, the posture of a friend of Jesus. Mary, on the other hand, steals the show. Just like several similar women in possibly related stories, she anoints Jesus with precious perfume, wiping his feet with her hair and filling the room with a heavenly scent. Judas pipes up with an opinion which on the surface seems legitimate. There's nothing wrong with wanting to help those in need. However, this time John does have plenty of shade, not only foreshadowing Judas' betrayal, but also exposing his motives. Jesus rebukes him and again points forward to his impending death and burial. We have four characters here, each with seemingly good actions. Martha is serving practically, while Lazarus is positioned at the table to share a meal with Jesus. Mary's act of extravagant worship is met by Judas' expression of concern for the poor. On the surface, each of these four could consider that they've done the right thing. I wonder if there are two things that the author wants us to notice about these actions. The first, as we've seen, is motivation. The desires animating Judas came from a bad place, and so his actions are rejected. Mary's motivation seems to be to worship Jesus. And the other factor that we notice is her timing. Jesus said that she's preparing him for his burial, which is just around the corner. Whether or not Mary knew that, she had the wisdom to follow the prompting of the Holy Spirit to pour out that perfume on Jesus' feet. We can do all the right things, but somehow miss the timing. We can say all the right words, but our heart isn't driven by pure motives. What was Mary's secret to achieving such purity of heart and perfect timing? My mind is drawn to remember Jesus' visit to Mary and Martha's home that's recorded in Luke 10, when Martha was distracted by all the practical issues, but Mary chooses the better portion of sitting at Jesus' feet. I'm sure that Judas too had sat at Jesus' feet and listened to him teach. But the difference seems to be that Mary has allowed this to shape and change her, purifying her heart as she listened to his wisdom and direction. It's by sitting at the feet of Jesus that our hearts are transformed by him, shaped and molded gently by his presence and by his voice. It's when we're with him that our motivations change. And it's as we get to know him that our sense of timing and of learning to follow his lead in any given moment grows until we are confident that even the most extravagant of actions will be a blessing to him. Want to sit at the feet of Jesus and have him transform your heart? He's ready and waiting. All you need to do is make time for him. Why not find a quiet and comfortable place and invite his presence to come and meet with you now, and allow him to shape your motives and sharpen your sense of timing.
Thanks for listening. We pray that this blesses you, and we'd love to see you this Sunday at our Easter gathering.